This is a special edition of Cross Currents from KLW News. I'm Holly Kernan.
And I'm Martina Castro. Now we head back down to Market Street to see what life is like for the people who call it home. The area around 6th and Market is dominated by vacant buildings, single-room occupancy hotels, or SROs, and strip clubs, populated by some of the city's outcasts. In 2010, the Bold Italic website collaborated with Spot.us, Public Press, and Caliber SF to collect stories from the corner of 6th and Market for 24 hours.
Writer Isaac Fitzgerald joined reporter Sam Harnett for the 6 to 8 a.m. shift in front of the Right by Liquor store, where our next story takes place. And a note for our listeners, the last names of individuals in this story have been omitted to protect their privacy.
It's a little after 6 a.m., and the contradictions have already started. A young woman in a spaghetti-strap tank top is out on her morning run. A skinny transvestite in spandex pants says hello, and a rowdy group who look like they've been up all night has gathered down by Stevenson Street. The corner of Market and 6 doesn't feel dangerous so much as busy, and almost everyone stops to say hello. A man named Michael wheels over his shopping cart of goods for sale. He's got everything from high-heeled shoes to a stack of skater magazines from the last decade.
How much for these two?
$3 cool?
$1?
$2.
$2, all right.
Done.
Sale?
Sale.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I hope
you
have a good
one. I appreciate you shopping. Other people don't shop, like, around when they see street people. They're just like, ah, oh, nah. Even if you have something cool that they want, they won't do it.
Yeah, that's
why. They think it's, like, streetish.
A San Francisco Chronicle truck pulls up to drop off a stack of papers in front of the liquor store. The driver, Darren, works from 1:45 to 9:45 in the morning. He says he's seen some wild stuff over the 23 years he's delivered papers. While there are still fights and drug deals on the street, he thinks the neighborhood is improving, slowly.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they don't mess with me or nothing. But it's just, you know, you mind your own business sometimes, man. You see some shit and you want to help, but...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Soon after, two of the neighborhood regulars nearly bump into us with their shopping carts.
Watch out. I don't know if you can drive that morning.
Good morning.
Just trying to dance with you. Just trying to dance.
Hi, guys.
Get in.
Have a good one,
guys. You don't like the way I drive? Stay off the sidewalk.
The men look like they're in their early 50s, but I suspect they're much younger. One has a scraggly mane of blonde hair. He goes by David the Lion King. His partner has a costume covered in patches, which is what he calls himself. They say they've known each other for 30 years and have spent a lot of that time wandering the streets of San Francisco.
Where are you guys headed?
In front of real quick.
Hello.
Yeah.
I need to go upstairs.
He gestures towards a single-room occupancy hotel down the street.
It's been a long night. Been a long 3 nights.
Yeah. Good time.
Not even doing any speed.
Ha ha.
David pulls out a bottle of vodka and offers us a swig.
We drink this is our problem.
There you go.
Oh, I'm good.
He has a news thing.
David tells us how he once spent 7 nights in jail for stabbing someone who stole his stuff. And, as we soon find out, knife fights in this area are common. At around 7 a.m., one breaks out in a group gathered in front of the Right by liquor store. As people erupt in shouts and punches, a small grizzled man pulls out a big folding knife and starts swiping. The scene unfolds underneath a sign advertising the beautification of 6th and Market Street. It's a stated goal of Mayor Gavin Newsom. But there's nothing pretty about this. After a few tense minutes, the man with the knife takes off. I head down the street to Sonoma Liquors. The owner, Nick, is busy serving early morning customers.
How long have I been here?
Yeah.
I've been here 35 years.
35 years. The neighborhood changed a lot since you started?
It never will change. The mayor himself could change it. He could clean it up. He never come around
That's
here.
The final word.
Back outside, a white kid in his late teens stops by the Windsor Hotel to talk with an older African-American man. I overhear them talking about drugs. A few minutes later, the older man comes out of the entryway with something clenched in each fist, and they head up together towards Market Street. They walk past Passion Cafe, a new French restaurant next to Right By. On the specials board, it's advertising Bouffe du Germain with julienne vegetables. The cafe opens at 8, just 45 minutes after the knife fight that happened outside his front door. The contradictions continue. At 6th and Market in San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Cross Currents.